This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Now, BLM riots for Hispanics. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, it's no longer limited to just Black Lives Matter. Now it's LLM, Latino Lives Matter. Oh my goodness, why are they morphing? I believe I have the answer. Glad you guys are with me. It's KevinJacksonShow.com. You can find us there. And I'm going to say something. The more people you tell, the more that listen, the more who go, Kevin, we love your show, blah, 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 whatever. I'm glad you're here. I wish every day could be a knockout performance. Here's what I will tell you. We're going to hit singles every day. We'll hit a few doubles every day. We'll hit some triples now and then. And then, occasionally, we hit home runs. Now, during the show, we hit lots of these because it's like a baseball game where you can't lose. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. BLM rioting in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Why? Because cops shot a multiple stabbing felon who charges at them with a knife. I don't know if you saw the video of this the other day, but this guy, I don't even know his name, doesn't matter. I don't want to have to remember it. Michael Brown, Philando Castillo, Freddie Gray. I don't want to have to remember Latino names because I'm having trouble roaring my R's these days. But here's what I will tell you, whether it's Gonzalez or Rodriguez or who knows, right? Garza. It doesn't really matter because this was a crazed Hispanic dude who decided he was going to take a knife to a gunfight against police. On the heels, folks, on the heels of two cops being ambushed in L.A. And we'll talk about all of these things today because I'm going to tell you something. You are watching the Democrats destroy themselves. Black Lives Matter is finally gotten on the radar as being the terrorist group that it is. And that opens up a lot of wiggle. Let me just put it this way. Corporate America is going to have to figure out how do they disassociate themselves from Black Lives Matter, ergo colored people. Because you can't support this group that stands outside of a hospital saying, we hope these MFs die. Right? Because that's who they want, these cops to die. Cops who did nothing. Two cops that were 14 months out of the academy, sitting in their troop, their car, whatever they call it, their squad car, SUV, trooper car, and some little midget walks up and shoots them, and Black Lives Matter says, yeah, good, man, kill them people. Kill those cops. Kill those human beings. Those human beings who have kids, who have husbands and wives. It was a male and a female. I don't know whether the girl had a wife and or another female and the guy had another dude. I don't know and I don't care. But here's what I do know. The human side of me says, look, why are these people being shot? This is pathetic. And now everybody who supports them has to take pause and go, ooh, that's not good. That's why I'm telling you this is good news. I don't mean the cops being shot. I certainly don't. Lord knows. You know, we made a film that exposed all of this. In fact, one of my buddies, he talks about it in PJ Media, Steven Cruiser. He says, Barack Obama is the reason those cops got killed. And my friend is right. But here's what's happening with Black Lives Matter. Because they are now rioting and storming the police station and all kinds of other things over any incident, the public is going to say, wait a minute. Wait just a minute here. This is a crazed dude who came at the cops and they had to put him down. Oh, well, why didn't he use a taser or whatever? Maybe that's a... I'll put it to you this way. If you run at me with a knife, I'm not tasing you. If you come at me with a gun, you can be doggone Skippy. You're not getting tased. You pick up a stick, a crowbar, I'm not tasing you. Non-lethals, why would I do something stupid like that? I can save us all the trouble of your trial and all these other things by just putting you down. Because if you're crazy enough to attack a cop, it used to be this way. If you're crazy enough to attack a cop, You were considered a menace to society. There's nobody you want to attack. You're attacking somebody that's got weapons, and you know it. That used to be the death penalty if you shot at a cop. I don't mean just attacking him. I mean tried to kill. That was the death penalty. Not anymore. Not in today's America. And so anyway, Joe Biden. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Today, I'm not kidding you. I'm gonna break down the Joe Biden campaign in such a way that you're gonna say to yourselves, "What is this man thinking? This dude is trying to lose." I'm a strategist. There is no strategy that I would put together to do what the Biden campaign is doing. Holy Toledo. Now, I don't know if this is true, but let me tell you what Rudy Giuliani tweeted. Rudy's a buddy of mine. We used to go to this event together every year. Didn't go this year because it was obviously canceled because of COVID. But here's what Rudy tweeted. Beijing Biden was once again missing all weekend. How long can the corrupt Democrat media prop this guy up and try to con the American people? He doesn't have the stamina to run. He's too cognitively impaired to be president. End the cover-up. End the cover-up. MIA, Biden. This is Rudy Giuliani's tweet. I didn't look for Biden over the weekend. I have better things to do. But I will tell you, if indeed he was MIA, it's for this reason. They got to recharge his batteries after the dude speaks for 5 minutes. Let me ask you this. People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. Have you ever had a device, probably an old cell phone or something, that would not keep a charge? Have you? No matter what the meter read, I mean, it would be like, you need to recharge, you're at 20% or whatever. You charge it up to 100%, and no matter what it read, you only had 5 minutes of juice. You use it for 5 minutes and go, what? It's down to 20%? Get out of here. You know, and then if you kept going, it would maybe last another 2 minutes and then click, it's off. When they get too old, those batteries get to a certain level and they freeze is what they say. The old batteries. And here's the thing. Those devices, they have you can't replace them because they have a custom battery. You can't just go out and get some AAAs and put them in there. And even in the old days where you could go out and find a new battery for your phone, they don't even let you do that anymore. All the phone people got real smart. So here's the deal. You got mad at first because the phone technically works, but then again, it doesn't. Well, here's what I'll ask you. What did you do with that phone? You either kept recharging the batteries and getting annoyed, or you eventually threw it out. And that's the problem the Democrats have. They got an old phone that won't keep a charge, and they keep having to recharge it every 3 minutes just to try to get some time out of it. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden, not all there. And that is no longer a secret, not even from the Democrats. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, otherwise. Rudy Giuliani said Biden was MIA, and I compared Biden to an old phone that doesn't work anymore. I mean, it works, but it doesn't have any battery power. I had a phone once, literally, you would charge it up to 400%, get the phone back on. You had to charge it while the phone was off. Okay? This is such a Biden phone. I mean, we could call these Bidens, these types of phones, Biden phones. Because I had to charge it with the phone off. You couldn't have any apps running. Then you turn it on, and it would show 100% charge, and you got about 2 minutes to make phone calls. And when you're Poe, as I was at the time, you just keep that phone. I mean, you just keep charging and recharging. But what happens is they say the battery freezes. It locks into place. These are old batteries, but, I mean, it, even with newer phones, the battery technology can only last so long. They plan for this obsolescence. And then they put the old phone out the pasture and you got to re-up. But see, the problem is the Democrats have an old phone And they like to put it out to pasture, but they can't re-up. Who do you re-up with? You going to re-up with that radical Kamala Harris? Thanks for being part of what I do 5 days a week and on the weekend sometimes when they put my shows in other markets. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, and I'm having fun discussing things and explaining to you the worst strategy on the planet, which is what Joe Biden is exhibiting right now. A guy tweeted this, Tim Kennedy, who is in MMA. He says, on my podcast with Joe Rogan, he offered to moderate a debate between Biden and Trump. It would be 4 hours, no live audience, just the two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move the country forward. Who wants this? And President Trump responded back and said, I do. Now, let me ask you, do you think the Biden camp, maybe we should make this our question of the day. Do you think the Biden camp would debate Donald Trump for 4 hours under those circumstances? Let me do it another way. How long do you think Biden would want to debate Donald Trump under those circumstances? Would he debate him for 2 hours? Would he debate him for an hour? Would he debate him for 15 minutes? I mean, I can name that tune in four notes. He's not going to want to debate Donald Trump under any circumstances where he can't, you know, use his teleprompter. And speaking of which, that's exactly what happened on CBS recently. He did a softball interview with, I think his guy's name is Corden, James Corden. He does the karaoke in the car things. And he's a total lefty. He's from Britain. All these British people are lefties. America, I don't understand why you have your guns. You know, they can't understand us. They don't want to understand this because we kicked their butts in 1776, in case some of you have forgotten this. And so, I don't understand America. This is the same America that bailed your butts out during World War II. How about that, in case you've forgotten your history there, lefties? But anyway, he appears on James Corden, and they're trying to make it look as if Biden is just coherent. He's reading the teleprompter and he's answering these questions, but you don't know there's a teleprompter. But old Joe does what old Joe does when you're Captain Demento. And he decided to take a picture that was sitting around, and he says, hey, let me show you this picture I've got. And he says, I don't even know if I can lift it. Now, you got to understand, this is a picture. And Joe Biden doesn't even realize that what he just said showcases how old he is. But he says, I'm not even sure I can lift this, but it's a picture of me and my boys. I keep it in my bedroom. And he lifts it up. And the reflective glass, the reflection on the glass, I should say, showed Biden's teleprompter notes on the screen. So now you're seeing Biden holding a picture of himself with these multiple screens on his computer that's got his teleprompter notes. This is hysterical. He's using a teleprompter. Now, I saw the article. I want to give credit. It was on the Daily Caller. And here's what they said. Vice President Joe Biden appeared to reveal he was using a teleprompter during a TV interview. This was in April, holding a framed photo in front of the camera, and that revealed a reflection of what appears to be a text from a teleprompter. The moment came during Biden's interview with James Corden in late April, where the clip going viral on Twitter on Saturday. The interview proceeds normally until Biden decides to grab a framed photo of himself and his two sons. See, because Biden thinks he's going to get elected over these two sons. And I got to tell you, the funny part of this thing to me is if you ever see the movie Dewey Cox, you got to understand the parallel between Biden and the two boys. Because the boy that's the most talented dies, and the dad always says to the younger son, the good son died. I'm sorry, but having seen that movie and seeing Biden just put these two boys out there, because you know he's not proud of Hunter. He throws Hunter out there like, and Hunter's got his problems, but, you know, we're all there in there for Hunter. They're behind the scenes going, where's that crackhead today? What's he doing to ruin my campaign? Anyway, so you can see the screen, this, as I said earlier, the Daily Caller thing goes, he holds a large photo in front of the camera, in front of the camera, revealing a reflection of the display screen showing both Cardin and what appears to be teleprompter text. And I'm going to tell you, you don't need FBI forensic analysis of this to know it was teleprompter text. And so he's been doing these softball interviews and having to use a teleprompter. Nothing's impromptu for him. Donald Trump, here's the beauty of Trump. It's kind of like me and this radio show. I remember when I got in the radio and I wanted everything to be perfect. I literally, the scripting had to be just, I wanted every bit that we did to land right on. I mean, when I say cue it up, bam, you hit the cue and all this. And one of my good friends, Dave Perkins, who became my producer, Dave said,
Kevin, you're trying to strive for perfection. He goes, the things that are coming out of your mouth are amazing. Those are the things that people are listening to, your words. And he goes, it doesn't matter if you hem and haw a little bit or you do that. He goes, you're not looking for perfection. Just be you.
And those are the most sage words. It was almost like, oh, everything lifted off my shoulders. And I said, you know what? I don't care if a bit doesn't land right away or, you know, who cares? I don't care if I go, and I don't care if I change thoughts. Eventually, you'll catch on. You'll say, I like this guy because he's saying what needs to be said. And it was so inspiring for me to just get all that out of the way, because at that point, the show became a real show. And that's why it doesn't matter to me if I sit in on somebody else's show to guest host, which I do from time to time, or come on here. As long as we've got some prep and I know what's going on, we're ready to go. Anyway, more to come. Keep it here, folks.
Radio show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House is hosting Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain to sign a historic peace agreement. The UAE will be the first ever Persian Gulf country to establish full diplomatic relations with Israel. UAE's foreign minister saying,
well, peace is always something that we should do it with a lot of excitement and a lot of hope. And today is one of those days. The UAE is so delighted and privileged in playing a role for peace, not only for us in the UAE, but for the whole region.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is advising residents to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Sally. The storm could bring record flooding to the area. An emergency disaster declaration order for Alabama was signed by President Trump on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Republicans making their pitch to regain control of the House in November's elections. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, hosting a Capitol event and saying Democrats have done very little to bring the country together.
Speaker Pelosi promised the American people that Democrats would serve a responsibility to seek common ground. And she did the complete opposite.
And opening the Senate on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the political left has put all its might behind the narrative that disorder is acceptable.
The vast majority of law enforcement officers are heroes, and the toxicity, anger, and actual violence that far-left mobs have inflicted on policemen and women across our country is simply beyond the pale.
The Kentucky Republican also saying our country has unfinished work to ensure that black Americans do not feel unfairly treated or targeted by law enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As I've mentioned, the Democrats are having serious issues right now, and it's fun to watch because you can tell they have no strategy that can counter what Donald Trump is doing. And while the media wants to present fake polls, just go anywhere the president goes. Go anywhere that he is landing, and look at the number of people who are waiting in line and so on and so forth. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Use your own brains and understanding this stuff. Biden can go anywhere he wants free. He won't draw a crowd. If he walked through an airport, people would go, oh, there's Biden, but they wouldn't go, oh, Mr. Vice President, can I have your autograph or whatever? There's nothing. There's no cult of personality. There is absolutely nothing except an empty suit, a shell of a man. And it's sad to say a shell of a man who was already a shell of a man. It would be different if you could look back on Biden's career and say, boy, he was so amazing. You know, there was a time when Joe Biden said things and people paid attention or whatever. Joe Biden has never been relevant. And he's not relevant now. All that Joe Biden exposes is the lunacy of the left. The idea that these people are so moronic, they want him to win. That's what they expose. Again, the KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact us. Biden's campaign has done what I think is the dumbest campaign move yet. And here's what they say they're going to do. They've reported that they're going to run campaigns. He's purchased, they said, at least one advertising slot for every NFL game between now and Election Day. This was confirmed. And they said, the news comes as Biden's campaign has closed in on the Trump campaign's formerly large cash advantage in recent months. Okay, so let me explain the cash advantage. The cash advantage of Trump is that he had a lot of reserve cash. Well, what Trump did was he bought up most of the media at pennies on the dollar early. He said to these radio stations and everybody, I'm going to go ahead and bankroll you. And he did it early. Now, Biden is making his moves at top dollar. So he's paying a fortune for the same spots that Trump has already had on the books for a long time. But forget all that. It doesn't matter. I don't care. It wouldn't matter. They said, I read a story that said Bloomberg's going to put $100 million into a single state for Joe Biden. I don't know whether it's New York, Pennsylvania. It'll probably be a battleground state. Let me save you the effort. It isn't going to matter. Bloomberg put $100 million into his own campaign. And what did it get him? Because people are going, Kevin, Bloomberg is going to throw money at this thing. Let me ask you, how much money could be thrown at you for you to change your vote? How much advertising for Joe Biden do you think it's going to take for you to change your vote? How much advertising do you think you could put into a place and say, Joe Biden's our guy, come out and see him, and you get blacks, Hispanics, young females, college students of any, all co-eds, whatever. How much money could you throw out to say, come to the Biden rally, and it's going to, we're going to, you know, for, and bring 20,000 people? Let me explain to you how the only way you're going to get more than a 500 people to go see Joe Biden. You better have a rock star lineup, right? You better bring in, if it's in New Jersey, bring in Bon Jovi and Springsteen. If it's in California, Katy Perry and who are, and what's her face, Taylor Swift. If it's in New York, you better bring in Jay-Z. And let me tell you what people are going to be there for the concert. They aren't going to care about Joe Biden. If Joe Biden doesn't speak first, he will not be seen. If he speaks last, everybody will leave at the end of the concert. So show me what that money is going to do for him. Oh, Kevin, people are easily influenced, etc. Donald Trump will go to that market, and he will do rallies. He will bring, he will do more media. Show me where that money is going to be spent. I'm going to show you where Donald Trump will absolutely obliterate that $100 million. What should happen is Trump should just go to that market and tell people, you're welcome, because without me, you don't get this $100 million. And oh, by the way, I'm going to negate it. I'm going to do $250 million of earned media by the things that I do, by the things I talk about in your area, how I get people listening to me. In other words, Bloomberg can spend this money any way he wants. Trump will say, I'm going to be over here. I'm talking over here. He'll stir up some controversy here, and it will negate all the ads and everything else. And what Trump is masterful at doing is he's masterfully getting his message down, excuse me, to the lowest level. That's what Donald Trump will do. So go for it. Do what you need to do. He will go to those markets. He will call Biden out. He'll say, Biden doesn't want to debate. He doesn't want to debate me. You know, we've got all kinds of things, ways we could communicate with him. He's afraid. He's very afraid, and he should be. I mean, he's going to be the carny barker that you'll never see. You won't even know what's going on in town with that happening. But let me get back to this. So Biden's going to run these NFL commercials. And here's what they said. The Biden campaign did not immediately return a request for comment from the publication. But they said NFL games often represent premium advertising slots for campaigns due to their wide viewership ratings. And the campaign's latest volley comes as the Trump campaign has targeted some games with its own ads. Now, it says, the NFL, even pre-COVID, is the most powerful advertising vehicle, says John Link, with an analyst with Ad Analytics, a media intelligence firm. They said, in some markets, you get Super Bowl-like numbers on a Sunday. Well, let me stop you. First of all, Trump probably advertised with the NFL. And, you know, I don't know what his message is going to be, but my suspicion is he bought these ads early on because that's what you do. You do want to grab that audience. And I'm sad to say there are still some people in conservatives watching the NFL. I talked the other day, NFL's ratings have dropped. The opening game on Thursday, I believe, Kansas City, I don't even know who plays, but they said it was 16.1% lower than last year, which was already low, and it was the lowest in a decade. So they are struggling mightily. But for Trump to advertise with the NFL, he's saying, okay, there's a few people. I'm not going to dismiss you that there are people still watching the games, but you already know my stance. I'm against the kneelers. I'm pro-cop. And I'm going to average, his is more of like putting your face in his crotch and, you know, going, you know, to your face. Biden's is a capitulation. And that's where I said he's made a strategic blunder. Now, here's what this thing goes on to say. President Trump and other Republicans have distanced themselves from the NFL in recent months over players' protests against police brutality and racism, which is, of course, the kneeling and not standing during the national anthem. And he says, I would say this. If they don't stand for the national anthem, I hope they don't open. But other than that, I'd love to see them open. We're doing everything possible for getting them open, Trump told a radio show host, Clay Travis, in August. But for Biden, he now has a he's between a rock and a hard place. Because if he's advertising on the NFL, he theoretically is trying to get the people that would support him that are anti-cop, pro-BLM, but he now has to speak out against what happened in L.A. I'm just curious, where does he even understand the optics of what he's trying to do here? Now, you may say, well, Kevin, he's got to respond back and answer Trump, you know, tit for tat. Perhaps. I'm not going to deny that from a strategic point of view, you want to be in the same arena as Trump. And I'm sure there are those that will argue, well, Kevin, why is Trump even advertising? And I've already explained it, but why is he doing it when he's anti-NFL? Because he's not. He's not anti-NFL. He's anti-kneelers. And he's staunchly law and order. And as I said, it's coming off that Trump is saying, yeah, I'm going to advertise in your medium. I'm not going to let you get away with it. I would hope Trump runs pro-police ads during his thing there. Pro, you know, law and order kind of stuff. Who knows? But what's Biden? Biden's on both sides of this issue. And everybody knows it. Oh, he and Kamala Harris stand up for a rapist, which I think it was Molly Hemingway or somebody. Maybe it was the DNC chair. But somebody said, just understand that the Democrats are in full support, and the NFL are in full support of honoring a rapist on their broadcast. I don't know what that was about. I think maybe there was something, an homage to Jacob Blake. But they said it's going to go down in history that they honored a rapist over a victim in the case of Jacob Blake. And I think this is identically what Joe Biden's going to be facing. Because people are going to say, well, which side of this issue are you on? So, and I think to make a big splash about it, and this is, again, I'm thinking as a strategist here. Kevin Jackson, putting on my management consulting hat and saying, what would I do? Would I advertise that I'm going to run these ads? I think I would just say, you know, let's just keep it hush-hush. They'll see the ads. We'll try to come up with something clever that doesn't make me look like the wishy-washy clown that I am. And let's hope for the best. Because I don't see an upside for this one. I got to leave it there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So much to talk about today, oh my goodness, but I do want to cover the NFL a little bit. We've already talked about Joe Biden saying he's going to run his ads during the NFL from now until the season ends or until the campaign ends. And I think it's horrible optics for him to come out and advertise this, but since when did the Democrats seem to care about optics? You've got cities burning over Black Lives Matter. You've got cops being shot over Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter going out saying, we hope they die, etc. I'm telling you, if you're in corporate America right now and you are not figuring out how to distance yourself from these racist thugs, these terrorists, you're an idiot. And I predicted it because I know risk. And that was my forte in management consulting, or one of them. And this is a huge risk. And it's like the corporate America betting on culture, you know, betting that they know where the culture is going to go. And I'm going to tell you something. Before I left management consulting in 2009, I was at a client who had spoken with Jim Carville, paid him a ton of money. And I saw Carville and I was like, wow, you know, what was he doing here? And the CEO goes, oh, you know, we bring politicos in sometimes to tell us how, you know, what's the temperature of the water. And I was like, well, you know, I'm a consultant. He's obviously consulting with you. What did he say? And this was when we knew Obama. In fact, Obama had won at this point. And he says to me, well, you know, Kevin, and he told me what Carville said. And I was like, he's completely wrong. I go, that's completely wrong. And the guy's like, well, I just paid him $50,000 to give me that information. And I said, wow. I'm not kidding you. The light went on in my head. You know, I got to figure out how to get that kind of dough, because my company made, you know, anywhere from $200 to $500 an hour. And we had to get it right. We didn't do drive-bys like Carville. Carville could give you wrong information and then he's done. And that's exactly what he had done. His thing was, America is going to become, you know, more socially liberal. And you better pay attention to what's going on here, yada, yada, yada. Here's what's going to happen. Manufacturing's not coming back. And he was giving him the lay of the land. And I was like, he couldn't be more wrong. I said, you know, I mean, I don't remember all the details, but I told him, here's what's going to happen. And I predicted Obama's failure. I predicted that companies were going to have to really tighten their belts because of the lack of ability, financial acumen Barack Obama had. I said, the guy is a novice trying to run the largest economy in the world, and it's going to devalue. I mean, I gave him my take on what Carville said, even though I wasn't there for that. And he was like, you know, Kev, man, I can't believe, you know, that, you know, you're totally on the other side. And I was. And then a year later, he called me, the CEO, and he goes, you were right. And I go, I know I was. I mean, I'm watching everything I said. I remembered the conversation because it was one of my last calls before I left management consulting. And I said, I remembered this. And sure enough, everything I said, for the most part, came to fruition. And so, you know, here you've got Biden now talking about advertising with the NFL, and which is essentially he's got to take a pro-BLM position. He's trying to solidify his base. He's certainly not trying to get the people that are watching it out of protest. He's trying to solidify his base. And I don't know what his story is, because he's on one side of the issue with one. You know, how do you play both sides of the issue? You're going to be for Jacob Blake, the rapist, but you're against the shooter who shot the cops. But you can't really be pro-cop, because then that ruins your whole thing about bad policing in America and so on and so forth. So the Democrats, I keep coming back to this, folks. What a fun thing to watch as a conservative and a Republican. When you watch them scramble, you watch them have to eat that Donald Trump's got nominated for 3 Nobel Peace Prizes. And, oh, by the way, there's a reason behind it. He's accomplished something. When you watch Donald Trump rebuild an economy twice without the so-called quantitative easing that Barack Obama had, when you watch this man fight off the Democrats and he's flicking them off his sleeve at every turn, you say to yourself, you know, wow. I mean, it's a marvel. They're looking for any angle. They're hoping for the racist angle. Now we're at a point with BLM where a cop shoots some, this happened in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, as we discussed earlier in the broadcast, but a cop shoots a Hispanic man who's coming at him with a knife, and he's obviously crazy, and they want to protest that and try to beat down the station, you know, to go after the cops. And it's ordinary citizens now, people who wouldn't dare attack somebody that has a gun, a badge, mace, billy club. I mean, they're geared up to take you down, and now you got, you know, people out there, let's get them, and trying to tear down the station. At some point, America is going to look at this and say, you know, are we going to opt for lawlessness, or are we going to restore law and order? And who's the father of this little movement? Well, it's actually Barack Obama, and I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. But the son of the movement is a guy named Colin Kaepernick. And let me just say it for you. Colin Kaepernick is a piece of blank, a piece of boop. I'll self-censor, okay? He is a piece of boop. And so now, this is a dude who got a settlement, a major dollar settlement. He's a millionaire from playing in the NFL, then kneeling when his career went down, suing the NFL because nobody wanted him, not because he wasn't a good player, but because they didn't like his attitude. I want you to understand the real issue about the NFL and Colin Kaepernick. What the NFL essentially said by settling with Kaepernick is, we can't fire a guy because we just don't like his attitude. If people consider him to be a good player, and it doesn't matter how radical he is, it doesn't matter that he's disrupting our income flow, etc., we can't fire him. Let me ask you this. What price tag would you put on Colin Kaepernick's antics with the NFL since he first took a knee? I don't have a number. I haven't analyzed it. I mean, I'm thinking about this in this very moment with you. What price tag? I don't know it, but here's what I'll tell you. It's billions now. It's not millions. It's billions. I want you to think about the revenue drop that has happened in the NFL over the last, 3, 4, 5 years since Kaepernick played and took that knee. Think about the revenue drop. The TV revenue drop, the stadium revenue drop, the merchandising revenue drop, the goodwill that the NFL formerly had that's dropped. Look at the market cap on any of the teams in the NFL right now. The Dallas Cowboys are the number one franchise for this. Look at whatever that is, and I'm going to tell you, it is dropped at least 20%. I think they said the Cowboys were worth $5 billion or something like that for Jerry Jones. It's got to be four now. If that, every one of these franchises has been hit over Kaepernick's antics. And soon, the players will experience this drop. The salaries are going to go down. I don't know if they're going to go down to the point where, you know, it becomes like the Canadian Football League or the World Football League indoor or whatever. I don't know. But it isn't good. They're going to suffer in the end. And after all that, you know what Kaepernick does? He says that the social justice messaging that the NFL is doing is all propaganda. He turned on the very league that made him a multimillionaire on the field and in his new movement. He's turned on it. Now, why am I telling you guys this? I'm telling you this because, as I've said many times, you cannot please a leftist. Kaepernick could own a team. He could become a billionaire if he became a team owner. Do you think he would stop complaining? Or do you think he would say, there needs to be more black team owners like me? And, you know, and we need to bring social justice. And even on his own team, he would talk about the need for social justice, even though it's his dollar, etc. There's nothing you can do that is going to stop them from still crying that black people are being oppressed. He's the only owner. There's not enough black quarterbacks. There's not enough managers. There's not enough black doctors taking care of these players. And ultimately, his approach would shut down the league down. So Kaepernick's beef is with how Eric Reed is being treated, one of the top free agents in the market, started every game for the Carolina Panthers, 130 tackles, 4 sacks, etc. And because he stood up for Black Lives Matter, teams don't want him. So Kaepernick says, it's just social justice talk. Well, good for the NFL.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.